This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
What?
I've got a question. I'm coming back in with the questions.
Oh, wow.
This week.
Okay, we haven't done that because I've done the last few.
You've done the last
guy.
Colour questions.
Colours.
Right. Mm. Other than Kris Jenner,
yes.
If you were a Kardashian, I mean of the sisters, which, because yes. You always say Kris, which Kardashian would you be?
Oh, gosh. Out of the sisters.
Yeah, I think you'd be Khloe.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was going to say Khloe.
Yeah, I do think you would be Khloe, which is annoying because she's the best and I don't think I would be Khloe.
Who do you think you would be then? Why don't you think you'd be Khloe?
I think I'd be Courtney.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, actually, I knew you'd say that. I think I would be Courtney. And that is annoying, isn't it? Because Khloe is the best out of all of them.
Do you think? Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
actually,
I love
isn't
Khloe.
She?
I think she's so cool.
Did you? Have you seen the?
Yeah, I've been watching the new ones with the baby.
Oh my gosh, that whole
Khloe
first
just
episode.
Doesn't take herself too seriously,
no,
does she?
No.
And that is the thing about her. Whereas Courtney, oh, but I do think I am Courtney, and it's annoying me. It's actually annoying me now.
What about? I mean, I think. Potentially also you could be a bit Kylie.
Yeah, I did think that. Because, although you know, I did do a Kardashians quiz and I came out as Khloe, but I think I faked the answers because I knew what Khloe would be. There was a couple where I was like, oh, that's my answer, but that's going to be like Courtney or Kylie or
what?
Someone like that.
I didn't even know you could take a Kardashian quiz.
Oh, yeah,
quiz.
You can take a Which Kardashian Are You quiz.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all over. BuzzFeed, the lot. You can.
No.
I've done three or four.
And have you been Khloe every time?
Yeah, but I do think I need to do it, honestly. It's annoying, though, because Khloe really is my favourite.
Yeah, she is.
She is so cool. She doesn't take herself so seriously.
She can have a laugh.
She can have a laugh. Mm. She's, you know, she's over the top. She's a Kardashian, but she's not like Kim and Courtney realms over the top, you know?
No. But I have also felt like I was, when you asked that question, I was toying with, Khloe was my first thought.
Yeah.
But then I do think I can probably be a bit Kim.
Yeah, I do actually think you can be a bit Kim, which is also annoying for you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I just don't think you're over the top enough to be any of them other than Khloe. And I like all of the like overly decorating your house, all of the like,
none of that shit.
You know, wearing crotchless panties on the beach and stuff. Like you're very comfortable in your own skin. And that is Khloe.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So anyway, that was my question because I knew you'd say Kris. I actually don't think you are Kris.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Thought I was quite crass.
No.
Crass.
No, I actually think you're quite Khloe, which is annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'll take Khloe, to be honest.
Yeah, Khloe's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I might do a quiz, honestly.
Yes,
I might do a quiz,
and
honestly,
see,
and come back next week and see
where do you
I
find
am.
That? Just Google Kardashian
quiz. Just Google
quiz.
Kardashian quiz and it'll come up, yeah.
Okay, I think we should do that.
Yeah, let's
week.
Do it for next.
And
let's
then actually,
do it for next week. Let's
and
put
you've
it
got
out
to answer
there.
Properly.
I will
oh,
answer
going,
honestly. I promise.
Oh, well, that's actually my answer, but I know that she would say that. So
yeah,
I'm gonna
I promise I will answer properly.
Okay, fine. Now I wanted to bring you a message that we had through from the Facebook.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And this message came in from Kate. And to be, I'm just going to put this out there because I'm a bit shit when it comes to the Facebook. Checking in and seeing what's going on. This message actually only came in on Saturday. So I've been on top of it. I've been keeping an eye on.
Well right. done. Well done, okay. Angie.
So this message came in from Kate. It's quite a long message, but it's quite a funny one. So I'm going to give it the whole shebang.
Wow. Okay. Buckle in, guys. Settle down. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, ladies. Hope you're both well. Just wanted to say I have an actual shitting tits for you.
Oh.
Just to set the scene, I'm at work mid-shift as a veterinary nurse, and in comes the vet with a poorly doggy with vomiting and diarrhea symptoms.
Oh.
The vet hands me the dog very quickly, and I now know the reason he did this. I proceeded to lift the dog onto the prep table, ready to place IV lines, nice, for a drip. As its paws touched the tabletop, the arse now facing my chest,
oh no,
it let loose its entire bowel contents all over my bloody tits.
And so she has actually got shitting tits.
So now at this point, all you want to do is gag Rich and get away. But sadly, I couldn't, because this little poor little doggy was in the right state. And none of my work colleagues, funnily enough, wanted to change places or help. The girls I work with, knowing I listen to your podcast and have it on at work, burst out laughing and said, "You actually have shitting tits. You'll be pleased to know the doggy, after a short stay in the vets on fluids and with antibiotics, made a full recovery.
Oh.
My uniform sadly did not." And then she went on to say, just thank you so much for your podcast. And but yeah, she was like, "I actually had
shitting tits
because this dog released its bowels on them."
That is hilarious. I think we should set that up for you, Ange, to try it. Seeing as you're helm
I'm
of
the queen
shitting
of
tits.
Well, next time Luna's got a bit of a loose bum.
Yeah, just stand, just
yeah,
put
just
a
pop her on me, and
then there you go. You can take a
shit
picture.
Away.
That is hilarious, though.
Shit, actual shitting tits.
I had a few messages in from people last week who were Team Ruth, saying the word slut and slag should not and will not be brought back in their vocabulary. All right.
Well, I had some people going, actually, I'm with you, Ange.
Well, so, if you don't know what we're talking about and you missed last week's episode, go back and listen, because Ange and I have quite a funny debate about the terms slut and slag.
I also thought slapper as well. That could be
no.
One.
Oh my God. This is getting terrible now. Does anyone want to do a podcast? Because this is into me just going, no, Ange.
I actually had one woman sent me a little kind of video clip of all the scenes from EastEnders where they call each other slappers, slags and sluts.
That is quite funny to me.
It was very funny, yeah.
Yeah, that is funny, yeah.
And I just wanted to bring, I saw this thing the other day on Instagram that said, "Titanic is just an old woman telling a story about some good dick she got on a cruise." You know what it actually is?
It actually is.
You know, predominantly,
yeah.
They are both just going at it on a cruise, and then unfortunately the boat sinks. But you know, you've had a great time in the process, haven't you? So
and you've got a lot of good dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, exactly.
All that jazz.
Yeah. You know, I mean, she obviously survived. So she came out win-win.
Win-win. Because let's be honest, she only would have got pissed off with Jack in the end and you know, it wouldn't have worked. So,
yeah, you know, 10 years down the line, she'd be like, bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Great dick on the cruise. Now you're just pissing me off.
Now you're just a dick. Yeah, that is very funny.
I thought that was quite a good one. I quite like that, yeah.
Well, remember, there's loads of ways that if you want to send us anything to talk about in this section of the show, which is our general chat section, if you see things that are funny or that take your eye or that you think are, you know, worth Ange and I delving into, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. First off, you can send us an email, which is often the best way to send us stuff like this. Just email us. The email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Right, we're going into some dickish now.
Yeah, we've had some good dickishes.
We have of recent. Yeah. We've got a nice little backlog coming together.
We've got
haven't
a back catalogue now of dicks.
We have, back catalogue of dicks. We'll just often sit and flick through them.
Yeah.
Like that,
you know,
dick,
like
not
that one.
Not that one. Yeah.
Bit chody.
So we had Shelley on the gram sent us this, wearing rollers at the airport / on planes. I've also seen it on trains as well.
Yeah, yes.
Dicks, Shelley on the gram. What, like, okay, look, I understand you want to set your curls, right? But, but.
Is there a need?
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's needed to keep those rollers in for the entire journey, whether you're on a train or a plane or an automobile?
Well, on an auto. Well, if you're in your own automobile, do what you want. But if you're swanning around the airport or a train station, but the thing is that it's, for me, it's the whole attire. It's like perfectly set rolled hair, and then like a very high end tracksuit.
Yes,
and a pair of like those fluffy,
like an Uggs.
And also still a perfect face of makeup.
Oh yeah, you're very heavily made up.
Oh, and you've got your false eyelashes on, the works,
the whole
it's
lot.
Like, mate, why? The other thing is it ties in with something someone else sent us, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. We had another one in that we thought would actually, that very much goes in the same vein.
Yeah.
And this one came in from Sebsy11. Great name. And she mentioned about people who add freckles.
Yeah, so I think these people do the rollers to travel, get there, get completely ready, and then they're like, oh, what I'm going to do? I'm going to still add a couple of freckles tonight to go out with. But you don't have freckles. Yeah, I know, but it's cute, isn't it?
What?
No,
why?
It's not fucking cute. Fuck off.
Why are you putting freckles on?
Did you see that there was like a whole TikTok thing where people showed you how to do it?
No.
Oh, yeah, you had to get this like special. It was like, oh, do you know what they used to do them? It's that stuff that you used to cover your greys.
What, that the spray stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a spray their face.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, this stuff lands in, if you get it complete, it went absolutely mental on TikTok. That if you get that like magic, what's it called? Magic
touch, like, touch up or something.
Yeah, touch of magic or something like that.
If you get that
stuff in the right sort of color for your skin tone, and you very lightly spray it, they can land in a freckle formation. But I saw some people try to do it. It was really funny. Right, we're going to try this week. I'm going to go out and get some. No joke. You're going to film yourself doing it and send it to me. And I'll film myself doing it. I'm going to put it together in a reel.
Okay.
So I'm going to go and get some touch of magic this afternoon.
Yeah.
You get yours out. And let's try, because that's what they were using. It went absolutely mental for this stuff. But it doesn't always work.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I use that. I have to use that to cover the greys.
Every day.
Not every day, actually.
Actually.
And I've recently had my hair coloured, so I don't have to use it at all. It's redundant for a few weeks.
Well, it's not now, because you can make freckles.
Now I'm going to use it for freckles.
Yeah.
But it does, when you spray it on your hair, you like, sometimes I end up with all over my hands or on my forehead.
Yeah, well, apparently that is the way that you do it. So let's try it. Let's try it today or tomorrow. Send me a video. I'm going to put it together in a reel. Okay. Stand in a mirror and just say, right, I'm going to give this a go.
I'm giving myself some freckles.
Because I actually want to see if either of us can do it. I mean, we're both going to mess it up, but that'll be the funny part of it.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever actually had rollers in my hair. Ever.
No.
So the thought of actually doing that.
It does
that
give
then
you an amazing like blow dry look, though, doesn't it?
Amazing blowy.
Well. I do. You're right.
Well, oh, well.
I do. Great. You've obviously heard the rumours.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It does give you that really like tousled blow just out of the salon. And I do love that look. That is
tousled.
A cool look.
I think it's tousled, perhaps, not tousled.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, no. This is Helen Le Bonham Carter. Again. Well, I went to the Harry Potter studios on Friday, and obviously Helena
is
in Harry
in that.
Potter.
Yes.
And we walked past the like dummy of her with her, all like her makeup and everything. And I said, oh, look, there's Helen Le Bonham Carter. And my friend Jess was like, no. And I said, hang on, which is it? And then Cassie was going, it's Helen Le Bonham. And I was like, no. And Jess was like, guys, it's Helena.
Yes.
Bonham Carter.
Well done, Jess.
I still get so...
You have to really think about it.
Oh,
when
I
you
do
say
because
it,
I slip back into Le Bonham.
Helena Le Bonham Carter. Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that's a very, very early episode.
Very early.
Funny.
Yeah.
Go back and listen. Go back and find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. Is it tousled?
It's tousled. Well, I think it's
tousled. What's tussled then? When you have that's when you have a tussle with someone. When you
have
you
a fight.
Yeah. I tussled over that pencil case. Yeah, you don't have tussled hair.
No, you don't have tussled. Well, you might have.
You might have, but you don't want tussled hair.
Maybe because someone's, you know, got annoyed at the fact that you're wearing your rollers on the aeroplane and gone, right, forget your tussles, I'm tussling.
Yeah, I'm tussling. Anyway, that was a great dickish, wasn't it?
Very,
rollers,
very good.
In the airport, on planes, on trains, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But you will see this week, Ange and I, keep an eye out on the gram, us making our own
giving
freckles.
Ourselves freckles. I mean, you can also get the old... You can get the filters, can't you, on the gram that give you freckles.
Yeah, they're very in, aren't they, frecklays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Angie.
Yes, my pats.
What is happening with this weather? I feel like autumn is upon us.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's quite fresh of a morning now.
Do you know what I've been thinking the last couple of... other weeks as well, I really do need to get some transitional clothes.
Well, Pats, can I say that I think we have something here that could be right up the strasse.
Okay.
So, as you know, I'm a big fan of the Stitch Fix.
You are.
And basically, I think this is the perfect time to check it out. Because it does help with this kind of the transitional time of year when you're like, right, I want some jeans, or I want a cardigan, or I want a nice big jumper, you know, all of that vibe.
I want a gilet.
They are very, very much in at the moment, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? The long gilets.
I also find that the gilet is very good when you are at a time of life where you find yourself having a lot of hot flushes.
Yes.
So, you know, it's nice, gives you a bit of layer, but you're not actually going to sweat.
That's right. And I think Stitch Fix would have that vibe. I think they'd have good jeans, good cardigans, good jackets, 100%. Good gilets.
Yes.
And to get started, all you need to do is to go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny. You'll be taken to a fun quiz, which is all about your style. And then the team of stylists will look at that and they'll know exactly what is important to you. They will then hand select items just for you based on all of your answers for your style, shape and budget.
Now, here is the best part. Right. Usually you pay a styling fee of £10 each time you order. But our friends at Stitch Fix have a special offer for you. Right now, the styling charge for your first order will be waived, giving you the opportunity to try their service completely free of charge. There is no subscription required. You can do this as a one-off and never do it again. But that is a good offer at the moment, not having to pay the £10
Absolutely.
Fee. So basically, I say, get started today. You just need to go to stitchfix.co.uk/funny and you'll receive your first fix styled and delivered to you absolutely free. And to sweeten the deal, you'll get an additional 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix.
Again, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny. Honestly, you've got nothing to lose.
Right, now, Pat, you very, very early said to me, in fact, I think it was at the weekend, Ange, I've got a tits. It's actually quite a funny story.
Ends with me crying.
To which I said, brilliant.
Right.
So let's hear your tits, Pat.
Country roads that can only fit one car down.
Right. Okay. You know, yeah.
When a road is closed on your main route, perhaps back from work, maybe that's what happened, or back from a friend's house, or you've been out for the evening and the road's closed, and other sat navs are available.
Yeah.
Directs you,
but they're shit. The other sat navs, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. These roads I went down. One of them was like a path.
was it dark?
Oh my god! Pitch black.
Oh no!
Pitch fucking black. Honestly, so I'm going down this country road, already shitting myself.
Yeah,
I hate those roads. Already starting to feel a bit hemmed in.
Hemmed in, yeah.
And then I notice there's 3 or 4 cars behind me, and I'm like, oh God, if I never want to be front of the pack. On those roads, you never want to be leading the pack. Unusual for me, I know.
Although you can have your full beam on if you're front of the pack.
Right, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But then you meet another car coming in the opposite direction.
And you're not near a little sort of pull-in.
No, this road I think had about 1 pull-in every 35 miles. It felt So I come round this corner. And head on, there's this 4x4 in front of me. I'm like, so I start getting the sweats. I'm like, oh, so I put my window down. So I edge a bit because there's no cars behind him. So I'm like, look, mate, you are going to have to.
You're going to have to move back because I've got a row of cars behind me.
So I edge towards him. He edges towards me. Oh, I'm like, no. Oh, fuck off, no. Mate. Honestly, like, see, I don't. I've not got the power for this. I instantly start crying. No joke. It was instantaneous. Burst into tears. Because I'm like, I don't know what's the situation. So next, instantly start crying. Next on the list, phone Matthew.
Because Matthew's really going to have to help in this moment. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Not. To be fair to him, he was actually brilliant.
Oh.
I phoned him and I'm like, Matthew, he's like, oh my God, Ruth, what's wrong? I'm like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, thinking something awful's happened. No, I'm just stuck down a narrow road.
I'm on this country road. And he's like, right. I'm like, there's a 4x4 in front of me. I've got about 5 cars behind me. And he's like, okay. I'm like, this is exactly what I said. I'm trapped. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my God. This is why I'm not Khloe Kardashian,
no,
right?
You are definitely Courtney in this.
Anyway, this guy then finally sees those cars behind me, reverses. I mean, he has to reverse a really long way. Like, I'm talking like miles and miles. And his full beam, he didn't have his full beam on, but he's in a 4x4 and the lights are really bright.
Yeah.
So I'm still on the phone to Matthew, still crying, still like, oh, I don't think I'm ever going to get out of this. He's like, Ruthie's. Anyway, but he goes, that's fine. I stay on the phone to Matthew. I'm like, please, God, don't. I'm actually saying out loud to Matthew on the phone, please, just, Matthew, just send out positive vibes that I don't go across another single car on this road. Turn the corner, fuck off, massive ambulance.
Oh, no.
One of those, like, not like a normal ambulance, but one of those, like, private ambulances that are like...
like a van, basically.
Yeah. And I see... behind the ambulance, there's another car. So I'm like shitting out.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting out my car.
What?
So
why did you get out?
Because nobody can get past me. Nobody can go anywhere.
Oh.
I am bawling my eyes out. Like, I am crying like somebody's died. Right?
classic Patty behaviour.
So I get to the window of this ambulance and the guy, and he goes, what's wrong? And I'm like... I don't know what to do. He's like, okay. I'm like, I've got about 5 cars behind me. He's like, all right, love. And I said, and then I go, but the thing is, you've got a car behind you too, so like, this ambulance driver and the woman in the seat next to me, I don't think they know what to do.
I'm not surprised.
So the girl gets out. She's like, it's okay. Get back in your car. Honestly, don't worry. I'll talk to the guy behind. Tell him what the problem is. Probably I'm just going to tell him to turn around because actually people sat navs have obviously brought everybody down these roads.
Yeah, the same way, yeah.
And it's not working. So the guy behind them turns around. This ambulance driver was an absolute hero. He basically managed to like mount his ambulance up onto this like... massive ridge thing.
Oh my God.
And just hold it there while all of us drove through.
Oh my God.
He was an absolute hero. And as I drove past, I was like, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then I say to Matthew, because Matthew's still on the phone, that ambulance driver's just saved my life. Honestly.
Why do you go back now? And I'm like, into like mega mode.
Oh, I hate those roads anyway. They always make me feel sick. I always hate it when my sat nav takes me. I hate them. They get on my tits. Why do they just close them down as a road? I know they were built by the Romans and they're amazing and that was the first sort of roads that we had and that is incredible.
I know they were built by the Romans.
Yeah, and that is amazing. But just close them down now. Nobody needs that shit in their life on a Thursday night, Friday night, whatever night it was.
See, I quite like them.
Oh my God, I hate them so much. No, when I turn down one of those roads, I'm like, oh my God. And the whole thing is like, what if I meet another car? What if I meet another car?
Well, you will figure it out. It's like, it's not like...
And I was trapped. At one point on that journey, I was trapped there. I was trapped between a 4x4 and five cars behind me. I was trapped.
I just can't believe you went into complete panic mode.
Meltdown.
Yes.
Absolute meltdown. This ambulance driver was like, all right, love. Because then I said, but the thing is, you've now got a car behind you.
You know, it's like, I'm sure this happens a lot on these sort of roads. And I bet no one has ever had the reaction you had.
Oh, I bet they have. I'm not. Right, this is a call to action. Have you ever found yourself on what is essentially a path in your car and felt trapped? There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can send us an email. The email address is findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
So have you ever been down one of those roads and lost it? That's what we need to know.
I mean, you have actually got a lot of those roads around you.
Oh God, they're everywhere. Like,
every time I've come to your house, right?
Yeah.
I have been taking a different route.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? Why?
And every time, I bet it involves country roads.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't mind a country road if it's not, I mean, by a path, I mean, it was just big enough for my Golf to fit down.
Yeah. I think I've been down the road you're on about. I think when I've come to your house or I've been coming home, it has taken me down. And I've done some late night journeys back from yours or
you
to
have.
Yours.
Yeah.
And the same thing, thinking, where the bloody hell is this taking me?
But I'm just so thankful I didn't run out of signal, because if I'd have also dropped signal in that situation, I would have lost my shit. I'd have been like, I can't even call for the emergency services.
I mean,
there'd have been a film made about it in 20 years' time of how I found myself trapped with no contact.
Basically,
to the outside
like
world.
Like the what's the film with Tom Hanks where he's like trapped?
Castaway.
Castaway. Yeah. You could have been like, you know, the female version of Tom.
Yeah.
Cast down a country road.
Exactly.
No signal.
No pull-ins.
Trapped
between a 4x4 and five cars behind me. This is a high suspense film, guys.
Yeah. It actually is.
Ruth gets trapped. Like, there is a real good trailer you could do on a night out just with friends. Ruth finds herself. Like, you could, I really feel like there's
something
mileage
in
this. I actually think that Warner Brothers should take this
who
to the filmmakers.
So who would play you? Or would you play
Helen Le Bonham Carter. No, I'd play myself in that, because I don't think anyone else could bring the suspense, mystery and, you know, flapping
Tears.
That I do. Tears, yeah.
I mean, you do cry very quickly about
this,
things, don't
this
you?
This cry was like a... It was like a proper, honestly, Matthew, I'm trapped now. I mean, honestly.
I just can't believe, I mean, Marty, the fact that he was able to maintain patience and not go,
he was absolutely,
what the fuck is wrong with
you? He was brilliant. He was like, it's okay, look.
It's okay, you're not
it's
trapped.
It's okay, they'll move,
just relax.
I was like, in the first one, I was like, he's moving, it's fine. Then I kept saying, his lights are so bright. Exactly like that. I remember it. And then when I saw the ambulance, I went, oh my God, there's an ambulance. And Matthew was like, okay. And then I went, I'm getting out. Wait there, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
And then once the ambulance had gone, I started all over again with the light. Right, Matthew, I'm through that now. I don't know how long this country road's going to last for. Please just put positive vibes out.
Was it okay? Did you meet any other vehicles?
No,
after
that was fine then after. And then it started to get a bit wider, and then there were houses, so like driveways you could put into.
Yeah.
But I said to him, just put out positive vibes or something, that either this road comes to an end or that I don't meet any more cars. Honestly, I got into bed that night and was still
thankful
a bit
that you were like, alive.
Yes. And that I wasn't trapped. And I was still a little bit like, oh, that was quite a, you know, ringer.
Ordeal.
Ordeal, that's the word. That was quite an ordeal. Wake up the next day and thought, I'm a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pleased.
I've got to talk
you...
about this on the podcast.
I'm pleased that you did, you know, realise the dickish behaviour in that.
Yeah.
you know, and that you didn't probably need to react the way you did react.
But I did also say to Matthew the next day, great podcast fodder.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good thing about
that's,
this stuff, isn't
that's
it?
That's the thing, isn't it?
You just know, think, the bad shit happens and you're like, great, I can talk about this.
And I knew that you would find it hilarious.
I just, yeah.
And I knew that you would be like, why were you crying?
That's the thing for me. I'm like, why did you need to cry?
Because I'm very in touch with my emotions, Angie.
I'm not sure it's, I think that's just being a bit over dramatic. I think it's being in touch with your emotions.
Well, you say potato, I say potato.
Yeah, and potato's okay. Right. But that is, not only a cracking story, Pat.
Yeah.
But I do hear you on the road
front. Oh, it just really annoys me. Just close them down now.
No, but I do like them. I like the risk that comes with it.
If there's not enough passing places, close them the fuck down.
Well, why can't they just put in a few extra pulling in stops?
Listen, if they could build into the hedges and the like the big thick mounds of mold. Of mud and stuff that are there, mold. If they could dig into those and give us some passing places, go for it. But without those, shut them down. Yeah. Shut them down.
I like them because I do feel like there's this, you know, constant element of, oof, what am I going to come across? Am I going to come?
Have you ever been down
something?
A road like that and hit, come across a lorry?
I think. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Possibly. I don't know.
That is the worst.
I also think at night it is.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, there is the times when I've done those roads at night. I have been a bit like, oh gosh, this is a bit scary because, you know, I mean, what if someone just jumps out in front of the car?
Also, can you imagine those roads at night on a very foggy day? I hate fog.
Yeah.
I hate fog.
But I do quite like it as well.
What, you know, fog?
Yeah. I hate it. You know, it's like, I don't know, I sort of feel like I'm in my own little,
I
know,
hate it.
Risky adventure.
Well, you know, it's like stay in your own little risky adventure.
You know, it's like when you like play petrol roulette. Am I?
Oh,
gonna,
yeah, look, I like a petrol roulette. Don't
that's
get
the
me
same,
wrong.
I get
no,
that same
very
vibe.
Different. Very, very different.
No,
names.
I'm like,
very
am
different.
I going to make it
petrol
out of here?
Petrol roulette
alive?
Is like, oh, if I run out of petrol, I've yeah, got a breakdown
if,
service.
What if
or
you're
I call
paying,
Marley.
What if you're playing petrol roulette
on one
down
of those
roads?
Oh, my God, I feel sick.
Yeah. See, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of, I'm up for that.
That is disgusting.
I mean, obviously, you know, I would be very hopeful that I would have enough petrol. I'd get out of the road. I'd be fine. But I think that element
imagine
of
breaking down on one of those yeah. roads. Oh, my God, that makes me feel sick. That is horrendous.
I mean, if you're crying because you're stuck behind or it's stuck by an ambulance and five other cars behind you, yeah. what the hell would you be like if you broke down?
I'd be like, I'd be phoning Matthew saying, you're never going to see me again.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gone.
This is the end.
Yeah. Thanks for a great 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you on the flip side. Anyway, that's
very,
my shitting tits.
Very, very funny story and tits, Pats. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we had this dilemma question come in from yes. Somebody, which I thought was a very interesting thing for us to have a chat about. So the person says, how do I stay friends with the right person at the wrong time? It's all a bit awkward now.
Well, I always think, I think if anybody comes, you know, if you've become really close with somebody and you've become friends with them and then one of you gets feelings for the other one, that that is always hard
it's
to manage.
So hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. And if this was me, I would be, if it's got awkward, I would be sort of naming that out loud a little bit and saying, whoever's done the I'm in love with you and the other one's gone, oh, okay, I could see it working, but it's just not right at the moment.
Yeah.
I would then be saying, how do we cope with this awkward space that is between us? Because I think both parties in that will feel wounded, even if you're the one that's saying,
not now.
Yeah, you will still feel desperately sad, especially if you're like, oh, I could see myself working with you, actually. Like, I could see that something could blossom and develop, but it just doesn't feel like the right timing for me.
Yeah.
And also the person that's done the, I've got feelings for you.
Yeah.
You'll both be feeling a little bit like jaded from that.
Yeah. It's such a hard...
Oh, so hard.
So hard, isn't it? Especially if you can sort of see there is potential there. There is definitely something here. But actually, right now, for me, at this point in my life, it's just not going to happen.
No.
Because, and I suppose it is that thing of like not wanting to lose that person as a friend.
Yeah.
But also very hard. If you're the one that's kind of really opened up and said, look, actually, I think I there's like more you. Here. Yeah, yeah. There's that I'm feeling more for you. That's just like such a hard place to be.
I do think though, and I think we've talked about this before, and I think you've definitely brought it up before. I think it is okay for friendships to evolve and develop, isn't it?
Yes.
And if this evolves and develops into something different, and you might not be as close as you were before, or there might be, you might have to both take a bit of space from each other. But I think that comes from one of you, because when that awkwardness isn't brought into the open, it festers and it builds. Yeah. And then what happens is you drift when perhaps you didn't even really want that.
No.
I think one of you has got to say, God, this has all got a bit... And it doesn't need to be a really deep, heavy conversation. No. You can start it with, it's all got a bit awkward since that, hasn't it? Like, how do we together hold on to our friendship?
To what we have.
Do we both need to take a bit of space? Do we need to have a few more conversations about it? Like, what would be helpful for us to see this through? And I think if that friendship fizzles, that's your answer. Yeah. If it doesn't, that's also your answer. But when things become awkward and no one names it, the awkwardness just grows.
Just stays there. Yeah, exactly. I also think, like, it is so hard when you... Because ultimately, you meet people at different points in your life.
Exactly.
And I, you know, there have definitely been people I've met over my lifetime that I thought, you know, gosh, if I'd met you 20 years ago, or if I met you in, you know, what would this friendship be like? What would this relationship be like?
Yeah.
And it's so hard because there actually obviously is something really good about what they have.
Of course.
But one of them is feeling more than the other, and it's just a bit of a tricky situation. But I definitely think, like you say, Pats, I think if you can have that conversation and just be, both of you be kind of open and respectful to however that is going to potentially play out over time. And but I think not saying anything and it just being in that, that kind of, oh gosh, this is awkward, I don't quite know how to be around you anymore. And then I think it will just kind of continue to kind of fester in that way.
But also I think there's nothing wrong with saying to the other person, you've obviously got a very close friendship, because to have developed those sorts of feelings, you must have been spending a lot of time together. Those feelings don't come overnight. You know, it's very rare that you meet someone and you're just like, oh, I'm in love with you. So I would be saying, you know, God, I feel a bit sad that this is sort of here. Like, just naming and owning your feelings out loud and just sort of saying, I don't want it to feel like this anymore.
Mm.
We both care about each other. Our feelings from our friendship perspective have not changed. Let's be kind of, you know, adult enough about this to say, let's just talk about it. Let's just name what we're feeling. I feel sad. I feel frustrated. I feel a bit silly. My pride, my ego's been a bit bruised. Like, all of those things are okay stuff to say out loud. It's all right to manage some of that. The other thing that I always think, which we have said loads before, is letters and text messages can be a really good way to start that conversation.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a, hey, been thinking about you. It's all got a bit awkward, hasn't it? How are you? Like, even if you don't feel you can say that face to face with that person, try and own and name it in some way, because that extinguishes the power that those feelings have. Then once we talk about them and they're out there,
you
that's a starting point, you know. And if you feel safe enough to do it with that person, I think it would definitely help.
Totally agree, Pats. I think that's some very good advice there.
You've got an urban for us this week.
I have got an urban for you guys. And this week's urban is zipless fuck.
Oh, is that when you like grind through your clothes?
Grind through your clothes.
Is that when you like, you know, get someone like off without getting naked?
Like a dry hump.
Yeah.
Dry hump.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's yes. I mean, this is quite interesting. This
right. Okay.
So a zipless fuck is usually a spontaneous sexual encounter between strangers with little or no personal information exchanged. The highest plateau of casual sex.
What? You just meet with somebody, don't find anything about them.
Listen to the blurb. Right. Okay. Walking into an elevator, locking eyes with a woman or man, and without further ado, proceeding to engage in hot, passionate sex between the 5th and the 45th floors.
What?
You finish, compose yourselves, and go your separate ways, never to meet again.
No one's ever done that.
I bet they have.
Other than in movies, no one's ever done that.
No, maybe not an elevator.
You have. You're going to tell me now. No, I did meet someone down a country road. They were in an ambulance. I got out. I was crying.
Hello, zipless fuck opportunity.
In the back of the ambulance. These people aren't going anywhere anyway because there's no parking place for about 35 miles. Let's get it on and then let's go our separate ways.
Just to be clear, I've never had a zipless fuck. Okay, ever. Never.
Yeah.
But I bet you that happens.
Really? Obviously,
yes. 100%, I bet that has and does happen. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You think, like you say, maybe not in an elevator, but you think people like lock eyes with each other
and go, hello, let's go.
But do you mean like back to somebody's house or do you mean in public places?
Oh, no, not in public places.
Well, an elevator's a public place.
Yeah, but it's no one else is going in that elevator between the 5th and the 45th floor, are they?
How do you know?
Well, they've obviously done something to the elevator to stop that happening.
But I mean like public places as in like in the back of a car or like I don't mean like out in everybody watching. That's a very different style of fuck that we're talking about there, to be honest.
No, yeah, I think people do it in like bathrooms and toilets and you know, office rooms. Like if you can get into like a meeting room and lock the door.
I've lived such a sheltered life, man.
I guarantee you that happens more than you ever think. In fact, call to action, I want to know.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever had a zipless fuck? We'll keep you anonymous if you let us know, promise.
I would love to, because I think I quite like living vicariously through other people.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've lived a very sheltered life.
Yes, yes. And when I actually read that, I sort of thought, I'd quite like to do that one day.
Are you serious?
Obviously not, you know, if I was still married.
Are you serious?
I'm planning to remain married.
You would like to do...
Not maybe in an elevator.
No, but you would like to do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
No.
What, not just literally like,
no,
wow.
Because there's this, you're going to laugh at the, oh my God, I can't.
You are, you're going to be all like, oh, I like to get to know somebody.
The emotional connection for me and sexual activity is very important.
This is just like, this is not about like having some meaningful relationship with somebody. This is about going.
And what I'm saying is, Andrew, I can't have sex with somebody unless I feel very like connected to them.
Right, you've got problems.
No, it's just that is just my like that's my style. Like it's important for me.
What there's not one bit of it you just thinks, wouldn't that just be amazing? Like just meeting someone.
No.
Feeling like some instant like
you're being drawn. No.
Like it's like a magnet.
I could kiss them, but I couldn't have sex with them.
What about not full intercourse? What about just a cheeky fumble?
I don't know. Emotional connection is very important to me.
Oh, God, Pats.
That's why I cry down country roads, Ant. Yeah, the older I've got, the more I've been like, no, I don't have any desire to do that.
Well,
I could live vicariously through you. Let's get Ian gone. And let's get you as many elevators, bathrooms, stately homes, catching eyes with hot men as we can. And then you can just come and tell me all about it, preferably on the podcast.
Well, look, you know, this is never going to happen. So, you know, I'll continue to live vicariously through other people. But there is this part of me when I read that, I thought, oh God, like, wouldn't that just be like amazing? Just, you know, even if you could just say, just for a day, I'm going to live a totally different life. I'm not going to be, you know, sensible, reliable, dependable Angie. I'm going to be, I don't give a fuck, Angie.
Having zip plus fucks, Angie.
I'm going to be zip plus fuck, Angie.
Let's just call you that anyway. Yeah. But look, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find, you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
We are at the end of another episode. We are hurtling through this series.
No, bloody hell.
It is going rampant, rabbit.
Rampant.
I added the rabbit on the end there. Zipless. But Angela will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.